AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Moderna is taking a long-awaited step to potentially get coronavirus shots to younger kids by this summer. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Right now, only kids 5 and older can get vaccinated in the U.S. That leaves some 18 million tots unprotected.
I think there is an important unmet medical need here with these youngest kids.
Moderna's Dr. Paul Burton says the company's asking the FDA to authorize its vaccine for them. 2 doses, each a quarter the size of the regular dose. Pfizer's expected to soon announce if 3 of its even smaller doses work for little kids. The CDC says about 475 kids under 5 have died from COVID-19. Less than a third of youngsters from ages 5 to 11 have received 2 vaccinations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the economy shrank in the last quarter for the first time since the start of the pandemic. But consumers and businesses kept spending in a sign of economic durability. More from the AP's Jennifer King.
Economists say growth slowed because businesses were slow to restock inventories that were especially high last quarter. There's also been a sharp drop in U.S. exports. With strong hiring, wage, and spending figures, U.S. economists are forecasting a rebound.
Twitter's quarterly profit revenue and numbers of daily users on its platform are rising, but its quarterly report, released just days after agreeing to be sold to Elon Musk, offers few details about Twitter's finances for the rest of the year. Israeli officials say Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's teenage son received a death threat and a bullet in the mail, the second such warning against the Israeli leader's family this week. Sources tell the AP President Biden will ask Congress for an additional $33 billion to help Ukraine fend off the Russian invasion. The request comes with the fighting now in its 9th week, sharpening in eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. This is AP News. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts paid tribute to retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Breyer sat through the last of more than 2,000 arguments during his career on the court.
That means that the oral argument we have just concluded is the last the court will hear with Justice Breyer on the bench.
The 83-year-old Breyer seemed a bit subdued. Chief Justice John Roberts got emotional.
For 28 years, this has been his arena for remarks profound and moving, questions challenging and insightful, and hypotheticals downright silly.
An example of that, a day earlier, Breyer invented a prison inmate named John the Tigerman in a case involving transporting an inmate for a medical test. Breyer's hypothetical questions through the years have, in the words of a colleague, befuddled lawyers and justices alike.
For now, we leave the courtroom with deep appreciation for the privilege of sharing this bench with him.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.